This is Advocate Radio, and you're listening to the Lake Highlands podcast for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm editor Carrie Mitchell, and with me today are neighborhood columnist Ellen Rath. Thanks for being here, Ellen.
Hi, good to see you.
And neighborhood blogger Carol Toller. Carol, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
Today we're going to be talking about two different topics. The first one is a possible campaign change from the Dallas Housing Authority in its approach to putting supportive housing units in various neighborhoods across the city. And also we're going to talk about the changeover at the Northeast Central Patrol. That's not the right name. It's the Northeast Patrol Division in Dallas, which covers most of our neighborhood, and talk about the Deputy Chief Thomas Lawrence is leaving and what that might mean for our future in crime. Let's start with supportive housing. There was an article in the Dallas Morning News Sunday morning this week, I think it was by Kim Horner, and she did a report on the Dallas Housing Authority kind of changing its stance. Instead of doing the official public announcements and not really working with neighborhoods on putting supportive housing units in the neighborhoods, it sounds like they're going to be working with neighbors now to do that, and they're going to be doing that from the standpoint of working with churches in neighborhoods, which is kind of an interesting way to approach it, I think. What do you guys think?
You know, it makes a lot of sense to me. I think they were criticized in part because Lake Highlands residents didn't find out about the plan until it was kind of presented as a done deal, and I think Lake Highlands residents felt like they would have liked to have had some input. And really, the way Lake Highlands residents found out is they announced that some units were going in Oak Cliff, and the Oak Cliff folks protested and said, tell us where else they're going, give us some transparency. And they said, well, oh yeah, we've got plans in Lake Highlands and a couple places too. So it almost slipped out. And I think the neighborhood would like to be included. I still think there's a lot of people that won't like it under any circumstances, but I think the idea of working with organizations in the neighborhood and churches makes a lot of sense.
I liked the way that it was mentioned that they're going to let the city council people know earlier about what their plans were, because our council representative, Jerry Allen, said he didn't know about it until we did, and I'm sure that's true. So it will give the representatives a chance to have a response and to talk with their people out in their neighborhoods. And actually, I think the connection with the churches, this group that they mentioned, Greater Dallas Justice Revival, which is a coalition of 1,000 area churches. I looked on their website, and they really have an agenda. They're committed to Jesus's agenda. It says, they quote from Matthew, includes feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, giving care to the sick, and visiting the prisoner. So a lot of people are involved in churches, and even if they aren't, this having that extra dimension, which is not really a church, is more it's not of the government, in other words. It's more of a charitable nature, and people don't like to think of the government necessarily being the one to administer to these groups. But the churches, if they get behind it, maybe we can find some common ground.
And I think a lot of people don't have a lot of confidence in some of the programs that are run by some governmental agencies. But the idea of support from neighborhood churches, I think, gives it a more neighborhood feel, both some accountability and, you know, the idea of support for these individual residents. I'm still convinced at what Jerry Allen said, was that the opposition is not to the individuals, but the opposition is to a system of drawing in large groups of needy people, in such that more go to one area than that area can handle. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people want balance, and mm-hmm. I think this idea of working with the city council, as you said, Ellen, there may be a push then for each city councilman to have to answer for how many of these are in his district. And if one or two districts, or three or four, are taking more than their share, and other districts are taking none or very few, I think that is a fair question.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And I think it'll be interesting. I loved your post, Carol, last week about the Lake Highlands United Methodist Church and working with the apartments on VBS, and how the same... Is it Mary Russ? Is that her name, of
yes.
Dallas Housing Authority,
yeah.
who is now working on the supportive housing units, was also the one who, there was a mix-up and a shutdown of some of the church's efforts in those areas last year. But I think, you know, we don't often hear from churches in situations like this, even though, as Ellen, you mentioned, the Greater Dallas Justice Revival, which I had only heard of just from this story, obviously takes a pretty strong count. 1,000 churches is a lot, and I would venture to say there probably are some in Lake Highlands that are involved in this, though I didn't see a breakdown of all of those on the website. It'd be interesting to find out which ones. But, you know, I think sometimes churches don't get involved in these kinds of political issues, and they all have their reasons for that. That was why it was interesting. I did a story a couple of years ago on neighborhood churches and what it means to be a neighborhood church these days, and I got some interesting comments from pastors about being a church in this neighborhood means being a church to everyone in this neighborhood. And that was coming from John Thornton at Lake Highlands United Methodist Church. It was also coming from David Tambor at, I'm going to go blank on the church, but it's right there on McCree, right next to...
That's not the Methodist?
No, I don't think so. Forgive me, David Tambor. He said the same thing. You know, he said we should have spoken out as churches when the whole turn Richard Reserve Center into a homeless support. It was supposed to be some sort of supportiveness for the homeless then, and I thought that was interesting that he would say that. Like, that's what it means to be church in this neighborhood. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the Dallas Housing Authority is being smart if that's how they're going to approach it.
I also think if some of the volunteers supporting these folks live in the neighborhood, they just have a more vested interest than some group of, you know, tree-hugging good deed doers coming from some other neighborhood. I just think we have more confidence in folks who live here and do it
right
from here. I know, in fact, earlier this morning I was in a helping a bunch of Lake Highlands students who were reading with underprivileged children in another neighborhood. There is a strong percentage of the people in Lake Highlands community who want to reach out to others, be they homeless, be they formerly incarcerated, be they working poor, whatever it is. I'm convinced that a vast majority of Lake Highlands residents are interested in doing that. I also think it's a legitimate concern to say it's people's responsibility to care for their assets and their property values. And so I don't begrudge anyone questioning whether a decrease in property values happens if... you know, in Lake Highlands, there are apartments all spread throughout our neighborhood. There are some places where they do have apartments and subsidized apartments, but they're often segregated in different parts of the community. Lake Highlands is kind of unique. We are all intermixed. Elementary kids on the same block, you can have, you know, a home worth well over $500,000 and subsidized housing that you could throw a rock and hit each other. And I think that's part of what makes our neighborhood great. But I do think to work to preserve your property values, whatever that form takes, is not irresponsible either. So I think what Lake Highlands wants is balance. Hmm. And we've already accepted diversity, or we wouldn't be living in Lake Highlands. So the question is, what's the right balance? I don't know the answer to that, but somewhere between zero and 100%.
What is it? Bell curve theory.
It's the bell curve. There you go.
Were you going to say something, Ellen? I'm sorry.
No, well, I was listening to Carol, and now I'm with her on the bell curve. I actually was thinking about how someone once sent me an email because I've advocated a lot for some different kinds of retail to come in, and bagel shops especially.
Einstein Brothers, if you're listening.
Yes. And someone wrote me and said that she believes that the retail that we see is actually the market forces. But I don't agree with that. She said, well, that's why we have the check cashing, and that's why we have these various other types of businesses, convenience stores and so forth. I'm not convinced that that's really representative of who the customers in Lake Highlands are. So,
right. I think that I was actually talking to somebody in commercial real estate recently about that very issue, and who lives in the neighborhood, believes very strongly that there is such a demand for more retail and restaurants. And I think most people who live in Lake Highlands would say that, and it may just be a matter of time. Let's then transition to our next topic. Speaking of supporting housing, it sounds like the reason. I thought one interesting comment from the Dallas Morning News story by Kim Horner was the statement that the city really doesn't have control over where the Dallas Housing Authority chooses to place its units. The fact that they're working with the city, the fact that they want to work with neighborhoods is a good step, it sounds like, in the right direction. But I think they have the call in a lot of ways where to do this. They were actually the ones who decided to pull out of the Woodside condominiums, the 20 units there. And the reason I believe Mary Russ gave was the alarming crime rate. So on to crime. We have a deputy chief changeover again in the Northeast Patrol Division. Deputy Chief Thomas Lawrence, who's been there 2 or 3 years, I think, is leaving, been promoted within. And so we're going to be looking at someone new. He was preceded by Deputy Chief Jan Easterling, who was around for 2 or 3 years and also promoted within. So we have this great track record of good deputy chiefs who are obviously doing things right and then getting promoted to higher up jobs in Dallas. There's probably a lot of good in that for neighbors, but also it means we have somebody new coming in who probably doesn't know the neighborhood as well as the former chief did. What does that mean for us, and what kind of crime situations is this person going to walk into having to deal with?
You know, I think Lake Highlands is very supportive of our police, and I think it is a shame that when we see people move on, whether they move to another city or are promoted within the DPD, it's a shame to see them go, because it seems like just when we really get to know them and love them, that they're not around anymore. I do think Lake Highlands is particularly good at having organizations that support and recognize and welcome these police at kind of at all levels, from the, you know, the neighborhood cop who does a few shifts at the high school and gets to know all the kids and the parents, to upper management. I am sad to see him move. I think he'll be behind a desk most of the time at police headquarters, and so I'm sure they'll send us someone good, but it is a shame to see him go.
He'll have his work, our new person, he or she, will have their work cut out for them. And I'm optimistic that the person will bring their enthusiasm here. It is true that the local flavor for the success of the various cops on the street is, it's really about knowing who and what, and being familiar with the territory. So I'm looking forward to the next chief, and hope that Chief of that particular
right. Well, there may be something to say for the fact that patrol officers in some cases might be more not important, but important to neighbors, as they see the same faces and the same people over and over working with their particular neighborhood. And Dallas did change over its approach in that area a couple years ago to neighborhood police officers, and I think the effort there was to try to make sure to pair certain patrol officers with certain neighborhoods and kind of continue that relationship. So,
and it seems like the Dallas police strategy these days is sort of resembles the American strategy in Iraq, to be for the people with boots on the ground to develop stronger relationships with the people they encounter so that they'll have better input from the people about what's going on and what the dangers are. And you know, it seems like that's been more successful. I think our crime numbers are improved, and it just seems to be a strategy that Lake Island's residents are more comfortable with.
Yeah.
I just want to mention homeowners associations. I just know that for us, our Moss Farm area association is really does a good job of letting us all know when there's been any criminal activity in the areas or in our little neighborhood. So I hope that that's also that there's going to be some good communication between the.
You know, that's one more time when the mommy email network is so effective, too. If, you know, if there's a crime or a risk, I know our network, we talk about not leaving even change in the car. You know, people break into a car just for something that trivial or a GPS or whatever. So I think the better communication helps with crime prevention for sure, or who to look out for.
Definitely. Well, let's move on to our shameless plugs this week. Ellen, would you like to start with your shameless neighborhood plug?
I want to plug the upcoming town hall meeting that is scheduled for August 17th at the Freshman Center. The time will be from 7 to 9, and the topic will be our local Lake Highlands Recreation Center, Lake Highlands North Recreation Center.
Mm, that's a good one.
Mine is not directly tied to the neighborhood this week, but I'm involved with a group called Chi Omega Christmas Market. It's a fundraising event that lots of us here in Lake Highlands either volunteer at or shop at or both. It's money raised for charity, and I don't know if I can officially announce it, but just don't tell anybody. they found out recently that Chef Nigella Lawson will be at Chi Omega Christmas Market. It's November 3rd through the 6th. She's going to be there for several days doing cooking demonstrations and signing her new book, Nigella Kitchen. She's kind of a celebrity chef internationally, and so she's coming to Dallas, and we'll get to meet her at Chi Omega Christmas Market, November 3rd through 6th.
There you go. Mark your calendars. I have one, since we talked about churches in the beginning of this podcast, one of the pastors I interviewed for the story I did, which we'll link to on the podcast, was Reverend Ann Cameron, who is the pastor at Lake Highlands Presbyterian Church. And they always have some interesting stuff going on as far as she does some interesting sermon stuff, and they do some interesting class stuff during the week. And right now in the summer, she's doing Faithful Fish Stories on Sunday mornings. And then they also have someone special coming in August to do a Bible history and archaeology series, which, you know, can be interesting to those of our neighborhood who find those kinds of topics interesting. Thanks so much for listening to the Lake Highlands podcast for July 27th. This has been an edition of Advocate Radio.